The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death, yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. And so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Here's a very odd gospel passage for you. Jesus curses a fig tree. One of the stranger lessons that you'll find in the Gospels. You'll find this one lyricized by no poet, carved in marble by no Renaissance master. You're never going to find a stained glass window of Jesus cursing a fig tree, right? This one's in dedicated in loving memory of my dear departed mother. Jesus curses a fig tree. Never, okay? But here's something to keep in mind. It's the weird passages of Scripture that often have the most to teach us. That's not my thought. That's actually from St. John of the Cross, except he didn't use the word weird, okay? It's the odd passages of Scripture that often have the best lessons, and this one's no exception. And this one actually seems a little bit odder still, because Mark goes to the point of deliberately telling us it's not the season for figs. The context of this gospel tells us that it was the month of March. And so Jesus goes up to this fig tree and there's no figs, and he curses the poor fig tree, and you got to ask, what's going on? Turns out there is in fact a deeper lesson, and one that we should all remember and repeat to ourselves, something we all need to hear. And that is namely, it turns out that with the fig tree, the leaf and the fruit grow together. Such that if you go up and observe a fig tree out of season, even in the month of March, the fruit won't be fully developed, but you'll see that it's on the way. And when our Lord went to this fig tree and found only leaves, he knew that it would be barren for the entire year. Nothing would come. And this is why he curses the fig tree. Now, I hope you can see the deeper lesson in that. The deeper lesson in this is, give the Lord some evidence that you mean to reform. So we could go around, every last one of us here in this church this morning, your priest included, and we could all have one or two major faults that we know we're working on. You might not have those faults conquered by the end of the day, but give the Lord some evidence that you mean to reform. Don't Don't be like the fig tree that has nothing coming and that will be barren for the rest of the season. You know what's interesting also about the context of this is that our Lord's condemnation of the fig tree, it falls between his cleansing of the temple and his teaching on prayer. And that shows us two ways in which we regularly fail to bear fruit. Just a couple things to think about. You know what those two ways are? Empty piety and empty activism. It's important context here. What's empty piety? Prayer with no effort to reform your life. That's what empty piety is. You know, we can fool ourselves in prayer. And you go to prayer day after day after day, and here's hoping that you all do. Right? Saying that rosary every single day. God bless you. It's important. But it can become a substitute for the need to reform yourself in God's presence. You can begin to think that you're already one of God's closest and best friends when prayer should be a means to spur you to further reform. Now, here's something I mentioned before. You know how prayer is measured, how the quality of your prayer is measured. It's measured by your growth in charity. If you want to know if you're praying well, ask yourself one question. Am I living better? Am I growing in charity? And the other fault is empty activism. What is that? Well, that's being about very good things, service activities and the like, but devoid of the love of God. Here's what St. Paul told us. He said, if I hand everything I have over to the poor, if I give my body to be burned, but if I lack charity, it's all for nothing. I'm a clanging cymbal. I'm a noisy gong. It can become a hiding place. Empty activism. Just be certain that we're not hiding from our Lord and that we're constantly in need of reform. Give the Lord some evidence that you mean to change your life. The fruit might not be there today, but let the Lord know it's on the way. Okay? Like this fig tree, one day we too will run out of time. So let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to reform our lives with the time that has been given to us. St. Justin Martyr, pray for us.